Well, take your Bibles and turn to your positive affirmation. I think you guys all know this one.
Yeah.
Chris, you should probably put that up on the screen if we ever could do that. I don't know if you can, though. Well, let's go ahead and do that. I am what the Word of God says I am. I have what the Word of God says I have. I will be what the Word of God says I will be. I can do what the Word of God says I can do, and I have God's favor in my life. You want to do it in Espanol? Yo soy lo que la palabra de Dios dice que soy. Yo tengo lo que la palabra de Dios dice que tengo. Yo seré lo que la palabra de Dios dice que seré. Yo puedo hacer lo que la palabra de Dios dice que puedo hacer. Y yo tengo el favor de Dios en mi vida. Give yourselves a hand. Beautiful. Well, why don't you take your Bibles and turn to Proverbs chapter 15. I already did that one. Turn to Proverbs 19. We're going to continue the study of anger in the Bible and hopefully finish it today. And this is a prelude to the fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering. And then next month, I hope to get into that so that we can actually understand what long-suffering means. And more than likely, we'll begin in Romans chapter 2 next month on long-suffering. But today, we need to finish the study of anger in the Bible. And I've tried to keep this high level so that it's not so hard to comprehend. And interesting, too, using some really cool verses. In Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11, we read, "The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression." And one of the things that I ask people who teach in our area to do is to make sure they study every word in a verse to know for sure that it's even in the Bible, but then they come up with the meaning. And that benefits all of us in several ways. Number one, it helps focus the teaching. And number two, it helps ensure accuracy so that you know that you're being taught the word. In Proverbs 19:11, though, the discretion of a man deferreth his anger, it has some interesting words to that. It probably would benefit us to know what they mean. And the word discretion means intelligence, wisdom, or sense. And the word deferreth means long tarries. If you ever try to translate Hebrew, it's interesting because you don't come up with a sweet flowing English vernacular. You many times come up with what looks to be broken, but it's not. It's just meanings, and then you have to put it together. But deferreth means long tarries or prolongs. But it's not in the sense of prolonging that you might think. And so you have to understand it from the context. And anger means rapid breathing. And it also is the word for nostrils. Now, if you can imagine somebody's nostrils flaring, that's exactly what picture you should get. So when you get angry, your breathing would increase, your nostrils would flare. And so you'll see this word come up quite a bit now in the verses that I'm going to cover. It is his glory, and the word glory means beauty or honor, to pass over a transgression. And a transgression means a revolt or a rebellion. And if you actually study these words and read many of the verses where they are used, you see how intense they are. And so it's more than just a pretty verse to put on your refrigerator. It really teaches a lot of in-depth things. So the intelligence of a man causes his manifestation of heavy breathing or flaring of the nostrils caused by anger to be put away, prolongs, but means to be put away for a long time. Okay, because you could look at prolong as it just keeps it and keeps it and keeps it. But in this sense, it puts it away, prolongs it. And it is his beauty to pass over rebellion. That's pretty neat. That's my literal. I'll say it one more time. The intelligence of a man causes his manifestation of heavy breathing caused by anger to be put away for a long time. And it is his beauty to pass over a rebellion. Turn to Proverbs 21. Proverbs is loaded with these verses about anger. Keep in mind, kids were being taught these things. So if you learn this as a child, you practice it as an adult. That's very valuable. Proverbs 21, verse 14. A gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. Well, once again, it would help if we understood some of these key words. The word secret means covering or disguise. And pacifieth means to tame. And anger, once again, is rapid breathing or nostrils. And a reward is a donation or gift. And strong means fierce. And wrath means hot displeasure, fury, poison, or rage. So once again, we see some very intense words being used. Combinations of them, for instance, in the bosom, fierce poison, or a gift in disguise tames the nostrils, tames the rapid heavy breathing. I wanted to show you a verse though real quick. We'll come back to this, but in Proverbs 17, just to look at the word gift, I thought it warranted going into a different verse to show you what the Bible says about gift that we just saw in verse 14 of Proverbs 21. But in Proverbs 17, verse 8, a gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. Isn't that neat? A gift is a beautiful thing. And so back to Proverbs 21, in verse 14, here's how I would read that. A gift under cover tames the manifestation of angry, rapid breathing. That precious stone in the eyes of him that has it. And a donation in the bosom, fierce rage. Interesting how that works. Pretty cool keys. Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 9. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. You know, anger is really interesting. It's not wrong to be angry. It's wrong to not tame it. But you're going to have anger. And it's just going to happen. I mean, you can't control that it happens. You can control after it happens. You know, your behavior, what do? You know, because your feelings come. They happen. And I like the analogy of, you know, if somebody close to you dies, you can't stop the crying. You can't stop the sadness. How could you? You can't. It just comes. It's almost instantaneous. But you can control your behavior after that. So it says, be not hasty. Hasty means to tremble inwardly. It means troubled, amazed, speedily. And thy spirit to be angry. And that word anger means to rage. That's a different word than the nostrils. For anger, to rage, resteth or settles down in the bosom of fools. And fools means stupid or silly. And God really puts a high price on controlling behavior. And so the way I read this, Do not tremble inwardly in your spirit to rage. For rage belongs and settles down into the bosom of the stupid ones. That's what it says. I'll say it again. Do not tremble inwardly in your spirit to rage. For rage belongs and settles down into the bosom of the stupid ones. Or you could say silly. Turn to Psalm 37. Psalm 37 and verse 8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. The word cease means to forsake, leave alone, fail, or slack. And anger means rapid breathing the nostrils. Forsake means to relinquish or leave. The word wrath means hot displeasure, fury, poison, or rage. We already saw that word. And fret not thyself means a phrase, do not let yourself blaze up. Isn't that cool? Don't let yourself blaze up like when you turn on a gas stove and it just ignites. Do not let yourself blaze up in any wise or way to do evil. And the way I see that, leave angry, rapid breathing alone. And relinquish rage and fury. Do not let yourself blaze up in any way to do evil. I'll say that again. Leave angry, rapid breathing alone. And relinquish rage and fury. Do not let yourself blaze up in any way to do evil. Sometimes that's easier said than done, but you still got to do it. Psalm 38, next chapter. Verse 3. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. This is kind of like a double-edged sword of understanding. It deals with the person dealing the anger and the person receiving the anger. The word soundness means wholeness. There's no wholeness. And the word flesh means body. And this word anger is a new word. It means froth of the mouth. That's very intense. Neither is there any rest. Rest means happiness or friendliness. In my bones, bones means body, because of my sin. And the word sin means offense or habitual sinfulness. It actually means out of habit. And so the way I see that, there is no wholeness in my body because of your frothing at the mouth. Neither is there any happiness or friendliness in my body because of my habitual sinfulness. So somebody could be getting mad at you because of your sinfulness. So the frothing at the mouth is not helping, and the habitual sinfulness is also not helping. Kind of neat. I'll read that again. There is no wholeness in my body because of your frothing at the mouth. Neither is there any happiness or friendliness in my body because of my habitual sinfulness. And Psalm 103. Psalm 103 and verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. The word merciful means full of compassion. The word slow means patient. And here's our familiar nostrils. The word angry means rapid breathing or nostrils. Plenteous means abundant, and mercy means kindness. And so when you put that together, the Lord is full of compassion and gracious, patient to manifest angry, rapid breathing, and abundant in kindness. I'll read it one more time. The Lord is full of compassion and gracious, patient to manifest angry, rapid breathing, and abundant in kindness. And the last verse we'll look at in this second part of a study of anger is Psalm 145. Turn to Psalm 145 and verse 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? The word slow means patient. The word anger means rapid breathing or nostrils. And the word mercy means kindness. So the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, patient to manifest angry, rapid breathing, and of great kindness. I'll read that one more time. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, patient to manifest angry, rapid breathing, and is of great kindness. Really paints a wonderful picture of God. When you read the chapter in A New Christianity on Lord, you'll understand how easy it is to figure out to whom it's speaking, or about whom it's speaking. Is the Lord Jesus Christ or the Lord God? And here it's God. You know, I think it's really something that in today's technology, modern world, they still don't get who God is and who Jesus Christ is correct. They really don't. And it's like, all of the teachings on it, all the doctrine on who they are, the misdoctrine, I should say, started years ago, more or less in 432 AD. And from that point, it never changed. It's just the same stuff. But if you take the time to read the Word, you see that what they say is not even in there. Who is God and who is Jesus Christ? And what are they like? And so when we go and read these verses on God, He's full of compassion, He's gracious, and He's slow to anger, and He's so kind, that contradicts everything that they established at the Council of Nicaea. In Constantinople. It just contradicts it all. And all you have to do is pick up the Bible and read it. It puts man in a constant state of confusion, which is really sad. But if you take the time to study these things, you figure it out. And it's okay that you do figure it out. It's okay that you do take the time and realize, what I just heard in that song is not true. Because I just read in the Bible that it's just the opposite. I think I'd rather believe what the Bible says. And now with the media and all the marvels of technology portraying some of these lies, it becomes harder and harder to accept that they are lies. And you have to take the time to read the Bible and accept it as truth. Still, that's just how it works. Well, I'd like to summarize part one and part two. A tender answer turns away hot displeasure, But laborious or sorrowful speech or manners stirs up angry rapid breathing. A man with angry rapid breathing meddles in discord. But he that is slow to manifest angry rapid breathing puts to rest contentions. He that is patient to control his angry rapid breathing is better than the warrior champion. And he that has dominion over his angry rapid breathing than he that captures a guarded place. And that ends part one. The intelligence of a man causes his manifestation of angry, heavy breathing to be put away for a long time. And this is one of our bridges into macrothumia, which will start next month. Now, if you're familiar with agape, you already know that word. But that's what it's based on. And it is his beauty to pass over rebellion. A gift undercover tames the manifestation of angry rapid breathing, and a donation in the bosom fierce rage. Do not tremble inwardly in your spirit to rage. For rage belongs and settles down into the bosom of the stupid ones. Leave angry rapid breathing alone. Walk away from it. And relinquish rage and fury. Do not let yourself blaze up in any way to do evil. There is no wholeness in my body because of your frothing at the mouth. Neither is there any happiness or friendliness in my body because of my habitual sinfulness. The Lord is full of compassion and gracious, patient to manifest angry rapid breathing and abundant in kindness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, patient to manifest angry rapid breathing and is of great kindness. And there you have it. That's a high-level study of anger. God bless. Thank you.